It's Drive Live, Claire and Sally with you this evening, and also in the studio with us now, Robbie Greenfield is here. It's time to talk sport. Good evening, Robbie.
Good evening. Is it afternoon or evening?
I find this difficult in Drive Live. In the first hour, I tend to say good afternoon. Third hour, definitely good evening, and you're right, it could be either in the middle.
Yeah.
Sal, any thoughts on that?
I reckon 5 o'clock is still the afternoon, but we're good.
It's 5:24, I'm saying it's early evening. I'm straddling the afternoon and the evening.
We are.
We've got a lot to get through, Robbie.
We do.
And this is not
it. We shouldn't be wasting time talking about whether it's the afternoon or the evening, really, should we?
I know there's a lot of live action to get to, but I do want to start on what happened last night in the Athletics World Championship. Said goodbye to a legend, of course, but somebody didn't tell Justin Gatlin how it was meant to go.
No. No, indeed. That is quite apt. No, it was probably one of the worst, in terms of fairy tales. The kind of the custodians of the game and all the fans and all the people that love athletics, this is probably the worst ending that we could have had for Usain Bolt's final race. He was never really in it, if we're honest. He'd been struggling all week. He'd been complaining about the blocks. He'd been complaining about a lack of fitness, and I think he was ready to call it a day. I think if we look back and if we really do think carefully in hindsight, he probably should have called it a day last summer after winning the treble that was later reduced to a sort of treble double, I guess, following the allegations or
the relay. He lost one of the relay medals, didn't he?
Yeah,
yes. Because somebody else tested positive.
That's right. Yeah, he tested positive for a banned substance. And speaking of testing positive for banned substances, Justin Gatland was the man of the villain of the piece, because having had two doping bans, and I think the thing that really sticks in the craw of your general athletics fan is that it's not like he just got caught years ago for doping, served his time and came back. He was actually done twice, 2001 and then 2006. He served a 4-year ban. It was initially an 8-year ban, got reduced to 4. He returned in 2010, and Usain Bolt has held Justin Gatlin at arm's length. He's dominated him over the course of his own career, but this was one race too far for Usain Bolt. No one really noticed Justin Gatlin come up on the outside. It was supposed to be between Bolt and the other American in the race, Christian Coleman, but at the end, it was Gatlin who finished the fastest, and the crowd certainly made their unhappiness known, because he was roundly booed. They've actually moved the medal ceremony to avoid further booing and further embarrassment. But Usain Bolt, nonetheless, was given a hero's welcome. He was given a lap of honour. He remains the greatest of all time. This one race does not tarnish his ultimate legacy, but it's another reminder, I guess, that real life and sport does not conform to fairy tale script, because we all thought Usain would do it. We thought he'd sign off in style with that gold medal, but it will be, I guess, a footnote at the end of a great career. It ended in a bronze.
He was just quite resigned at the end, saying, look, my legs hurt.
Yeah.
I've never had a race where my legs hurt at the end, but they just do. What was his reaction to Gatlin beating him?
He was very magnanimous, actually. He said he's paid his dues. He deserves it. He's worked hard. And we don't want to be too sanctimonious about this. If Usain Bolt can forgive Justin Gatlin for his misdemeanors, then I think we should all be able to.
I don't know whether he actually has. I mean, he did go straight over and congratulate him. You're absolutely right, Robbie. It's the first thing he did. But I don't know. I mean, he's been quite outspoken against him previously, hasn't he? But at that point, I think you've got to just walk away. If you're an athletics fan, I think you're right. The fact that he didn't learn his lesson the first time, it's very, very difficult to support him. How can we ever trust him?
Well, he's still not really shown any repentancy. That's the problem. He's not come out and held his hands up at any point. He's shown defiance, a little bit like Maria Sharapova. You know, there are grey areas to this whole charade of doping, and you know, there's systemized doping, state-sponsored doping, and you know, the things that Lance Armstrong was getting up to. That was premeditated. It was highly organized. It was 100%. Conscious cheating.
An
whereas
endemic.
There are loopholes. There are arguments to be made for Maria Sharapova, for example, not knowing that meldonium had gone onto the ban list.
But I don't think that was Gatlin's excuse, was it? For his, or was it
his first one? I think his first one was amphetamine, I like to say, and then it was testosterone. So it was two different substances. He had an excuse both times. It escapes me. I need to actually look up exactly what that was.
No, but I mean, we've taken you off down a different path, I know, because we were here to talk about Bolt. And you are right. It's, you know, he wasn't part of the massive systematic doping like, for example, Marion Jones was with the THG scandal. But still, I think it's difficult to watch him and celebrate him winning.
Absolutely.
I'll happily stick my neck out and say that.
He's not a poster boy for your next generation. He's not someone that you would ever show to your children and say, focus on what this guy did, be like him. I think he almost relishes that role of pantomime villain, and that we'll talk a little bit more about on the show about villains in sport. They are a necessary part of the sporting tapestry,
the
if you like, because without villains you don't get these incredible heroes like Usain Bolt. It's sort of a Justin Gatlin and Usain Bolt, it's the sort of yin and yang effect, isn't it?
And you're right, you know, now people will say to their children, be like Usain Bolt. That isn't going to change because of last night. Let's move on and whiz through some of
the... By the way, there is a great diagram, just quickly, I saw it on Instagram. It's basically a list of the world's fastest times with the names of people or athletes who were later done for doping scrubbed out. And it's basically 20-odd names, and the only name that remains unscrubbed is Usain Bolt. It's incredible.
Well, that's a better legacy. I think a lot of people would agree than whether he did or didn't win that last race last night. Let's move on and whiz through some of the live stuff, Robbie. Football season underway.
Incredible, isn't it? It just seems like you blinked and then it was over and now it started again. And I am excited. I'm ready for the football season to restart. I'm not as excited as my esteemed colleague, Chris McCarty, who is somewhere in Florida actually watching this game at the moment. He is on holiday, but that's not going to stop him. It's 0-0 between Arsenal and Chelsea. Arsenal have given a debut to their new striker, Alexandre Lacazette. He's actually had a chance in the early stages of this game, but so far it is goalless in that one. No Alexis Sanchez in the team for Arsenal. He's been suffering with that little knock. And of course, a lot of question marks over the future of star man for Arsene Wenger. He does want to leave the club. I think that is apparent, but so far Arsenal have stood their ground and they're just saying, no, you're not going anywhere. As for Chelsea, well, Diego Costa, he's been the big controversy or the kind of the big saga at the club, at the defending champions over the summer, was the future of Diego Costa. He is not starting either. He's playing no part in this. Antonio Rudiger, the signing from Roma, the defender, he's on the bench. It's Batshuayi up front, Pedro and Willian and Alonso supporting him. So Kante, Fabregas, part of that midfield. They played such a big role in the victory, the title last season. But Morata as well, a new signing from Real Madrid, Alvaro Morata, he is also on the substitutes bench. So Chelsea actually had a poor pre-season. They lost quite a few games and had quite an exhaustive trip to Asia, whereas Arsenal, I think, won all three of their pre-season friendlies. So certainly they go into this match a little bit sharper and they've had the better of the early play.
Quick live cricket update, England versus South Africa.
Well, it's the fourth and final test in this series. It's at Old Trafford and England have collapsed again, but yet again, and they did this in the last match, the collapse, such that it is, they're 88 for 4 in their second innings, probably won't cost them the match because they've got a lead of, I think, 222, and that is going to be enough, I believe, with 6 wickets remaining, given that South Africa only made 226 in their first innings to get them through. We're seeing much shorter test matches now. We're seeing much fewer drawn matches. And I think the other forms of cricket, whether it be one day internationals or T20, have had a profound effect on the test game. Batsmen seem to have less patience these days. We had this chat with Daryl Cullinan, the former South African batsman, on Thursday's show, and he just said it's just a changing of the times. It's guys aren't going out to the crease looking to spend 6 hours there anymore. They're going out there looking to make a burst of quick
walloping
scoring.
The ball.
Yeah, they'll wallop the ball all over the place and hopefully put 50 on the board quickly and put their opponents under pressure. It's just a changing of the style. England 88 for 4 at the crease at the moment is Joe Root, 29 not out, the captain, and Ben Stokes, another smash-bang walloper. Certainly a T20 specialist and also a great all-rounder for England. But they've lost Alistair Cook, Keaton Jennings, who's struggling for runs, the opening England batsman, Tom Wesley as well, and Malan caught for 6 as well. So England 88 for 4, but I would say on the balance of it, still somewhat in control of this fourth and final test.
Okay, we'll keep you updated on the cricket and on the live football throughout the afternoon. Robbie with you from 7 o'clock on Sports Tonight. Also the Women's World Cup final football to take place this evening as well. Thanks very much, Robbie.
Cheers.